So welcome back, and could I please have a thumbs up from some of you that you hear me? It's great, thank you very much. So that I suspected you did, but it's just nice, it's reassuring to feel it's more connected, that it's two ways in this way. So one of the balances of practice is the balance between relaxation and alertness. And for many people living in everyday life, important aspect of meditation is to relax. In a certain kind of way, the deeper the meditation goes, the deeper, fuller is the relaxation. But you can be overemphasized so that with the relaxation, people just go to put themselves to sleep, where they go put themselves into some kind of a numb state and vague, cloudy, foggy kind of state of being. The idea is to also be alert, to be clear, a clear awareness. And so to use these two as guideposts for practice, to recognize when there is tension, and to learn the practice to, it's okay to relax, to settle. If it's easy to relax, if it's not easy to relax, then some part of some tension somewhere in the body, then don't worry about it. But if it's easy enough to relax, please do. But if the relaxation creates a dullness in the mind, then that's not useful either. And so you want to be also kind of come back to some clarity, which might require a little energy, a little brightness of the mind. But the kind of clarity, I love the expression clarity, because if there's clarity, if the fog disappears, it isn't that, and the air is clear, it isn't then that we're straining to see. Seeing then becomes really easy. We were straining when it was foggy to be able to see what was going on. So in the clarity of awareness, then we allow the experience to be there. We receive it, or we settle on it, or we become intimate with it, without the attention straining, without adding tension to the awareness that we're using to notice what's there, and how to keep a relaxed attention that's also clear and sometimes even precise, to really be present here for just this. So a clarity and an intimacy with experience. So with that as a background, I'll do a little guided meditation and then move into the second half of the meditation to some of the theme of today. So to assume a posture that is suitable for you. There was a question, I think, in the question basket about someone with pain. If there's a lot of pain, physical pain, sometimes the best meditation posture is lying down. The art of that is not to fall asleep. But to lie on one's back, perhaps, and kind of bring the feet close in, like fold them in so that the knees are up towards the ceiling. Sometimes this brings a little bit more energy. So take a posture. Gently close the eyes. And begin, if you can, with a global awareness of your body, whatever that might mean for you, global. Whatever way is easy, maybe it means your attention roams around gently throughout your body. Maybe there's just a sense of making lots of room in your body for how the body feels right now. Then gently taking some deep breaths, comfortably deep, full breaths, and on the exhale, relaxing the body, settling in. Maybe a long exhale, long relaxing. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And to support maybe a deeper relaxation, we'll go through this relaxing different parts of the body. And maybe do so on the exhale. As you exhale, relaxing the muscles of the face. Feeling the sensations in your face as you inhale. So there's some clarity. Oh, this is how it feels. And relax on the exhale. Around the eyes, forehead, the cheeks and the jaws. Maybe the mouth can relax a bit. And then moving to the shoulders. On the inhale, feel your shoulders as they are. On the inhale, allowing the shoulders to be the way they are. And on the exhale, a softening. And I use the word softening instead of relaxing. It can be hard to relax the shoulders. But maybe there can be a softening around the holding, around the tension. On the inhale, feeling the chest, the area around the heart. On the exhale, relaxing. Relaxing the chest. On the inhale, feeling the belly. On the exhale, softening, relaxing the belly. On the inhale, feeling your legs. On the exhale, softening the legs, the thighs, calves. On the inhale, feeling your hands and arms. On the exhale, relaxing the hands, the arms, the fingers. And taking a few moments to feel or recognize clearly what's happening for you in your thinking mind. On the inhale, knowing your thinking mind, what it is. And on the exhale, calming the thinking. Relaxing the thinking mind. On the exhale, relaxing the mind like it becomes a calm surface of a wide lake. There's nothing you need to think about now. So it's okay to relax the thinking energy, soften the agitation of thinking. And then tuning into the body breathing, becoming aware of how the body experiences breathing. How does the body experience the exhale? Maybe something can relax as you exhale. Relaxing with the exhale, and coming to the end of the exhale. Ever so slightly, let there be a pause at the end of the exhale. Maybe for just a microsecond, just a little pause. And then receive, allow the inhale. Pause just enough to feel how the body wants to inhale. The inhale wants to emerge. Relax and allow the inhale to occur. Perhaps as if the breathing are gentle waves, swells in which you rise and fall, the tension is lifted and settles with the waves, as if awareness rides the waves, relaxing with the water, with the waves. As you exhale, let go of your thoughts so you can better ride the exhale wave. Feel and sense. The release, the letting go of exhaling. And as you sit here, is there any pleasure that seems to emerge from the meditation? It might be so subtle you wouldn't call it pleasure, a comfort or a satisfaction, something pleasant, or a feeling of lightness or ease or calm. Whatever it might be for you, that if you allow it to be a touchstone for awareness, the mind is more ready to stay aware, to stay present. Maybe the mind can find it attractive, interesting, to stay close to the emerging pleasure, well-being, calm, or whatever it might be that's here, so that when you're present for your breath, when you're mindful of the present moment, it comes along with some feeling of well-being in the background or the foreground. Relaxing and allowing yourself to be aware of breathing. Relaxing the awareness. Receptive awareness. A calm awareness. It's not trying to strain or do. And maybe there's a subtle pleasure, subtle pleasantness in awareness. If awareness is relaxed and clear, not pushing and straining and searching, reacting, just awareness present in a simplicity of being, a simplicity of awareness. Is there anything pleasant about that, enjoyable? And if there is, allow yourself to enjoy. Whatever pleasant is here. When you find yourself drifting off in thought, just that discovery, that knowing, it means you're coming back into awareness. Relax into that awareness, open to it more. Invite back the breathing into that awareness. And if there's any pleasure or pleasantness in your meditation, breathe with it, breathe through it, allow it to be there to support you, support the mind, to stay present. And to support the mind to relax its thinking, letting the thinking mind become quieter and quieter. As you attune yourself to the pleasure, the pleasantness, well-being of here and now, breathing. In the last minutes of this meditation, you might try a little half smile with the corners of your lips. And if there is any warmth or well-being, the joy that comes with that, let that support the atmosphere of the meditation. Breathing in and breathing out here and now. So we now have a period of 15 minutes for walking meditation, or if there's a different way of being kind of contemplative and relaxed and easy that's in harmony with the practice so far, maybe you'll do something different than walk. But we'll come back here in 15 minutes. Thank you.